You're waking up with Paul Miller on 1380 WPHS.
Time, true as it can be. Barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly.
All right, it is a tale as old as time. You've probably seen the movie, whether the animated version or the more recent live-action version last year, and this weekend you can see it live on stage at McMorran Theater. Beauty and the Beast being performed at McMorran this weekend and next, and Sarah Dent is the beauty. Good morning.
Good morning.
You having fun doing this show?
I am, yes.
Big fan of this particular, the story?
Yes, I mean, it's a classic. It's something we've all grown up with, and to be able to be in it and be Belle is fantastic.
It's like a little girl's dream
yeah.
come true, right?
Yes, I get to be a princess.
and with lots of costumes and
mm-hmm.
all and that.
Gorgeous
gowns. Yeah,
I bet.
And doing all this great Disney music, too. What a great musical.
It is, and it's all going to be recognizable. There's going to be a few songs that are new because it's a stage show, so mm-hmm. it's going to be adapted a little bit differently,
right.
even from the live-action version. But the songs from the animated version are all the same, and it's just beautiful.
A big cast, too. I mean, we know about the beauty and about the beast, but there's a lot of other incidental parts that are just some great characters.
There are. The rest of the lead roles, which he calls his servants, which are the like a wardrobe and a clock. And,
right, the teapot,
yes,
Mrs. Potts.
Those characters are just so much fun, and they add such a bit of spunk to every part of the show. And then the chorus members, who are some of them are playing double roles throughout the show for Be Our Guest and things like that, because they're huge choral numbers going on with the show. They're just all working so hard, and they're so fantastic, and their vocals are amazing. And it's really going to be great.
Musical theater is a challenge because you, and you're a singer, so I mean that comes naturally to you. But to incorporate that with acting and choreography in a crazy costume, my gosh, that's a lot to do, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's fun to see how things go, because when you learn it, you're not in costume. And then come Tech Week, you get to put all the costumes on and go, oh, boy.
Oh, I move completely differently now.
I have to wear a plate and do a kick line, you know.
Wow. Yeah, big challenge. But you guys have been working on this for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, a couple of months since we had auditions in early March. So we've been working on it since then.
This is a show that appeals to people of all ages, because obviously little kids who have either seen the movie or not seen the movie are going to love it. People that saw this movie for the first time when they were little kids are not so little anymore, so as adults, they could bring their own kids to see this show.
Oh, yes. It's definitely for all ages. There's going to be so much going on with the lights and the music. And with a musical, it really helps break it up a bit with dialogue, so that there's something interesting always coming.
You're not going to get bored seeing the show.
So little kids are going to have something to look at the whole time.
Yeah.
And I think it's just it's really a heartwarming story for those of us who can understand it like that. When we get a little older, but it's still fun for little kids to see, too.
Well, it does have a great message, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Beauty is skin deep, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sarah Dent is the beauty in Beauty and the Beast. I almost said Beast.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. The beauty in Beauty and the Beast. Who else is in this show? Name some of the other performers.
So Andy St. Cyr, he's going to be upset at me for mispronouncing his last name. He is the Beast, and we have Anita Newby as Mrs. Potts. Jeremy McClellan is Cogsworth. Gordon Whitney is Lumiere, who happens to also be my brother, which is so much fun. Leah McCoy is Chip, and she is so cute, and I love her. She's doing wonderfully. And Alyssa Wellington is our wardrobe.
We recognize a lot of those names as people that you've seen performing around town.
Yes.
On stage, singing, acting, having a lot of fun. So this is going to be a fun show. This weekend
it
opens. It's next weekend as well. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster or at the McMorran box office.